This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome. It's the first day of August 2020. We are excited to be here today. I'm Frederick Penny, your host with Todd Kunin and our illustrious producer, three-time Emmy Award nominee but never a winner, Cal Hunter. We have Denise Dirks gone today.
What? Denise is gone?
Denise is gone. She's got, what is it?
Something with kids or your daughter.
I think your daughter's
like
wedding.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Oh, a daughter.
A nationally syndicated radio show. Or go watch two people stand there, say I do, and smooch. Oh, come on, really?
It's not like we don't have video cameras, film,
right?
And all this.
We can zoom it.
Stream it. Zoom it.
We
yes.
can zoom it straight from it. You know what it reminds me of, Cal? You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of Chris Rodriguez.
Oh, who?
The guy that used to, those of you who don't know, he used to be a host here. He is a Harvard grad.
Rodriguez is gone again.
Yeah, Rodriguez. It's like a Harvard grad.
I can't be bothered to be on your little show.
And he's, you know what? He's a blue-collar guy that grew up in a blue-collar, you know, farming community, just like us, blue-collar people. But he's a Harvard guy now. And you know what? I asked him one time, you know, here's the deal. This is an apartment. We're growing. It's booming. Why are you not? What's the deal? And he, some stupid excuse like family?
No, whatever.
Oh, you know,
How many days are there in a week? Come on, people.
Something about I gotta go to my kids' soccer and see all my family. I've missed all my kids' soccer and my kids' baseball.
You know, I played soccer.
Soccer, really?
I played soccer when I was a kid. I played every season. I have a vague memory of it even occurring. I certainly don't recall my parents ever being there, probably because they weren't very often. But I don't recall much of it. And you know what? I still love them and everything is going fine.
You know what? All I gotta say is they're just not committed like us.
They are not.
Rodriguez would rather be with his family and his children. Denise is at some wedding of a daughter.
This is what Chris says. We have no way of confirming that they're...
Did we check his diploma? Was it Harvard or Harvard with two A's after the V, you know, just to make sure...
The H is silent.
Yes. Oh, it was Harvard. Okay. No, he really is
Harvard
a
University.
Harvard attorney.
Yeah, he's a Harvard grad.
Harvard.
He's just too good for us. So all we've got left, those of you out there in Radioland, is the three amigos here. Three stooges, three musketeers, but I think it's more like the three little pigs. So you've got us here.
Hear no evil, say no evil, you speak a lot.
We are just a fun group. It's going off the rails today. You will be entertained more than learn something today, because Denise is not here to keep us. And now, if we could take a picture.
I wish you could.
Look, Denise is not here. Todd, explain what is right in front of us.
So here is the spread. You can see that there. That's the bag of peanut M&Ms.
Because you're going to have protein with your candy.
Family size.
Yeah, what else we got?
And then we've got, who the heck brought in corn nuts, Chex Mix, and let's see, we got party size munchies. They're called munchies.
Mm-hmm.
And so, we're good to go. I got my, in light of all the sugar, I do have my Diet Coke next to me.
Thank goodness.
Because, you know.
Well, we are going to do a show. I think so.
855
Law Radio, 855-529-7234, 855-529-7234. 2, 3, 4. Remember, we're not giving legal advice. We're talking about general topics of law. Seek local counsel. Let me read to you.
Wait, Todd, is that hamburger juice running down the side of the diet soda there. I'm just trying to check and see.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Although the sugar content may explain why I usually crash at about 1 p.m. after the show is done.
But you know what? We have a ton of topics we're going to talk about.
We do.
But before we get to those topics, again, by the way, we have to, you know, get ready with the big bomb or the sad. This is a sad one, Cal.
Oh, no, what?
We are on all types of social media, including what, Todd?
Well,
we were on.
For the next few hours at least, we're on TikTok.
TikTok! TikTok's going in flames, and that's sad because I am a verified 600,000 follower TikToker, and that's going down in flames, Cal. Not that you care, but...
No, but Microsoft's going to buy it.
I wish they would.
So the latest that I saw was that Microsoft was in talks, discussions between the White House and TikTok, who's trying to help mediate all of this, kind of broke down last night because TikTok insisted on maintaining a minority share.
The Chinese company
insisted on maintaining a minority share.
And the president said that is a non-starter.
Yeah,
that is
no,
not going to happen.
You're going to sell it? You're going to sell it. And then the idea here is I don't think it'll be gone very long because it is valuable that with the number of people that follow, that is a hot commodity.
Like 80 million out of the United States?
Exactly. And so if it goes bust with Microsoft, if they can't do it, there are others lining up to buy.
But in a related story that's not really related, Rite Aid or CVS, one of the two, was using facial recognition software and cameras in about 200 of their stores that were owned and operated by a Chinese firm. So all of the data went to this Chinese company, all the faces, everything they collected on everybody. So I think the government is probably correct in looking out for, or at least putting the veneer on, pretending to look out for our security, because clearly it is an issue.
But it is. Yeah. They have 1,500 employees, and they're expecting up to 10,000.
15,000, yeah.
Yeah, well, up to 15,000 within the next 3 years.
The only one that I'm hoping doesn't buy, who was it that bought Vine? Twitter bought Vine. They had all these people were all over the place in Vine. Twitter bought it, shut it down. It's okay, just hope Twitter doesn't buy TikTok.
Wow. But, you know, knowing that Microsoft has my data doesn't exactly fill me with confidence. Let's be frank about that.
Why? Why?
I don't know.
We did get we got an email. Let me tell you. I'm going to do a shout out for Brett Epperson. He is an owner and general manager of a number of stations that do carry us, and he sent me a really nice note, and this is a quote, and I'm going to thank Brett Epperson, and I'm throwing him out there. We're nationwide. He just covers a few of all our affiliates. He's a few of our affiliates, and I don't want to list them all because I don't know that all of them are cover us, but he said, Frederick, thank you. And the crew make this show very entertaining and informative. And this guy did not have to email this to me. He said, lots of sidebars, interesting cases, personal life stories, great dissecting work. I should have signed up sooner. That's the one I like. That's right. You should have signed up sooner. Yes. Brent, but actually I like Brent. We text back and forth. I should have signed up sooner. The experience level shows for both on-air legal thoughts. I think he's talking about one person only, not the three of us. I think he's talking about Denise.
Denise, probably.
It's almost like I'm listening to a well-prepared and informed people and not attorneys. However, being credentialed is a big plus. Thanks, Fred.
In other words, most attorneys are not well-informed or well-prepared.
Yeah, they're just a bunch of idiots. So he is right. Hey, we're going to have a case or no case. We're going to talk about Epstein's lawyer. We're not going to say who it is, the Epstein who has passed, has something to say, and we're going to talk about that. Epstein's documents are released in the Maxwell case. That's very interesting, what's released. We're going to talk about a Massachusetts judge facing conspiracy
theories? Charges.
Charges. Yes. Charges is the word.
Theories.
Whatever.
JFK, man.
Boston Marathon bomber, we're talking about him. Twitter issues, TikTok, even though they might go away, they're being sued still. We've got Nike. We've got a lot of topics that we're going to talk about. But you have the three little pigs here. Join us next segment. Call us 855-LAW-RADIO. We will be back with some fun.
Oink, oink.
This is Radio Law Talk. If you stay there, the show will continue momentarily. We thank you for being with us today.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Concussion Medical Clinic knows active people run the risk of the concussion. Soccer, football, even a simple fall can lead to a brain injury. Concussion Medical Clinic can test you before you start a sports program so they can have a baseline and more quickly diagnose a concussion should one occur. They also offer expert witness services if you're involved in a concussion case, and their specialty is the treatment of concussion. So if you have suffered a concussion and want the best concussion care available, give Concussion Medical Clinic a call. 916-259-4043. 916-259-4043. Concussion Medical Clinic.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PENNEY lawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials, so just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4-LAW or see us at PennyAndAssociates.com. See, that wasn't so bad.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Boys are weird.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
You know, what we do here is we do a thing called Case or No Case, and I know there's new affiliates joining us, WUCT, 1600 AM and 94.1 FM from Allgood and Cookeville, Tennessee. Welcome. We appreciate you joining our show. But
hold on, Fred. Hold on. I have to correct you.
Uh-oh.
It is not Cookeville, Tennessee.
What is it?
It is Cookeville.
Oh.
Yeah, I learned that. I learned that when I was in lived in Northeast Tennessee, and I lived in what I thought was Blountville, and I was pronouncing it Blountville for the longest time. And finally, the judge, because you know, lawyer, I'm in court. The judge says, "Can
son,
I just stop you right there? You
son.
keep pronouncing it Blountville, and it's not. First off, it's not Ville, it's Vol, and Blount is not Blount, it's Blunt, so it's Bluntville." Gotcha. All right, I'm there.
I'm from California, and I just rolled into town.
Am I going to win the case, Your Honor?
All right, Cal, let's roll the most
important. Here we go. Here we go.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
Just 4 days before the Carlisle's March wedding, Texas Governor Greg Abbott banned gatherings of more than 10 people because of the COVID virus. It was to be held at a venue that the bride said she fell in love with, Remy's Ridge, Hidden Falls in Spring Branch, Texas. With a beautiful waterfall, Walter's wedding estates allowed them to postpone their event at Remy's Ridge, but they said they had to pick a date before the end of August, because, you know, they got to keep the calendar going up. So they picked a date as far away as they could. But they wanted a full refund from the wedding venue, who said, "What part of your contract that says no refunds did you not understand? Couples break up all the time, and if we gave refunds, we would lose easily 40% of our business from broken weddings." But the Carlisles already paid Walter's wedding estates for 220 guests. They said a majority of their family was flying in from out of town. Even on the new date, they asked the venue for a partial refund for the guests that could not attend. The couple said they could, were told they could reallocate the money for other wedding enhancements. You know, like the chimp, ring-bearing chimp, you know, stuff like that. When it was all over, they opted for a smaller ceremony with their parents at home, but the no-refund fee rankled the Carlisles, so they wondered if they should start off their lives together with a lawsuit against Hidden Falls. And so I ask you, Mr. Kunin, what say you? Case or no case?
Well, nothing says I love you like litigation.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, I'm going to say that this is a true scenario. I'm hesitant to say that this is a case because it is so recent. I mean, if it is a case, the statute of limitations, well, if it's a true incident, the statute of limitations hasn't even run on it. So I could say no case and then in a week be wrong because they could file in a week on it, right? So I'm going to say that it's an actual scenario, but nothing has been filed yet.
So you're saying no case?
So no case. Although my analysis of it would be the no refund policy, I don't know that that would be valid if the venue was incapable of performing pursuant to the contract. So it's not a matter of no refunds. It's a matter of technically breach of contract because they had it for a certain date. The venue could not provide the service for which they were paid. They don't get to just keep the money. And the reasonable accommodation they would have provided, well, now that didn't work for what they were paid for. So, scenario, but no case yet.
Mr. Penny, case or no case and outcome?
The best part of this is Denise is not here. It's about catching up and passing Denise or leaving her in the dust further. And what Todd said was exactly my thoughts. Every to the T, I was going to say what Todd said. And it is a scenario, but not a case. But if it was a case, the couple would win for two reasons. And I'm going to maybe say three. What Todd said is exactly they could not fulfill the contract, so therefore it's a breach on both sides. The second thing is there are the governments, and I don't know which one, what in Texas, what they're doing, they are retroactively passing laws now that apply to COVID-19 issues that you can't sue, you can't take their money, you can't do this, you can't do that. So the odds of this couple winning, if it becomes a case, are extremely high, and due to the fact that how do you even file a lawsuit when the courts are closed? The courts in California, I don't know what other states are doing, but other states are probably doing the same, are treating it like a holiday. In other words, when you file a lawsuit, they treat holidays as say the statute runs on a holiday. It's the next day afterwards. If the statute runs on a Sunday, Cal, and you have to file it by Sunday, you have till Monday.
Sure.
And so they're because of COVID, they're kicking statutes out that when you have to file. So the point is the courts are not going to put up with this. I don't think the legislator or the government will put up with this. Scenario, not a case, and they would have won anyway. There you go.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love listening to both of your logic as you unravel the intricacies of my case or no case scenario.
It's
fascinating to me to hear those of you who say it was not a case. That would be both.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Take it. They filed
I'm
in
so
time.
Sorry.
Todd, they got it filed.
Newman.
Points.
Newman. Well, Texas court records reveal there had been at least 15 lawsuits filed over wedding contract disputes after COVID. KXAN-TV investigative reporters found three filed against Walter's Wedding Estates, this very venue, the company that operates Remy's Ridge, and a dozen other venues across the state. One alleges intentional infliction of emotional distress, deceptive trade practices, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, another lawsuit claims fraud, arguing the company failed to disclose it would not perform on the wedding date because of the pandemic. The couple said it was not really about their money. They preferred to postpone the event again to a time when their loved ones could attend. Nobody knew when, so they decided to hold the simplified wedding at their home, 50% of capacity, and the venue tried to make reasonable substitutions, the judge said. And so guess what? Not only was there a case filed, but in this particular case, the venue won.
What?
And that,
oh, that's a travesty.
Won. And that is my simplified version interpretation of
what?
Case or no case. The
what?
The judge said they tried to make reasonable accommodations after an act
what?
Of God, this COVID thing, what can we do? And,
oh.
and plus the judge was, you know, the groom's father-in-law. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, my gosh. No, it was not the groom's father. That's true. He doesn't want,
right.
doesn't want her to get
okay, the bride. Well, you know, that's what Todd says. Whenever there's a bad call at the baseball game, he goes, well, you know, the umpire's the pitcher's uncle. You know, so okay.
Yeah. And they usually are, you know, given the venue. But,
that's bizarre.
That is very odd.
Bizarre.
Man, what are you going to do, you know?
You know, we're going to talk about, when we come back, some very, very interesting things. You know, we are politically neutral here. We love to be politically neutral. We'll argue both sides, and we are. But this is one I'm going to get on. I rarely do this, but I'm going to get on my high horse on this one that we're going to talk about. So we'll be back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
Not all law firms have extensive experience in all areas of the law. It's wise to look for firms that have knowledge and understanding in your particular area of concern. So go to prolawfirms.com. They have listings of attorneys in key areas of practice, such as family law, estate planning, personal injury, bankruptcy, and so forth. When you're looking for a lawyer that has extensive experience in your particular area of need, go to prolawfirms.com. That's prolawfirms.com.
Prolawfirms.com is not a law firm and does not endorse or recommend any specific law firm.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now?
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
More questions are emerging surrounding the actions of former President Bill Clinton following the release of newly unsealed court documents in the case against Ghislaine Maxwell. Daniel Halper,
the author of a new book called A Convenient Death, said records of a 2011 meeting between Jeffrey Epstein accuser Virginia Giuffre and her lawyers, in which she talked about the powerful Epstein's orbit, were the first of many accusations putting Bill Clinton directly at the convicted sex offender's private island in the Caribbean.
It's the first of many accusations putting him directly at that island. And of course, we know that he was very close to Jeffrey Epstein. And as we report in our book, he's very close to Ghislaine Maxwell. That puts him in proximity to two accused and one guilty pedophile.
Maxwell was arrested in July, charged with trafficking minors for Epstein and perjury. She faces up to 35 years in prison if convicted. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking ExtendoVite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
No points for you.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
So in our Constitution and in the United States, a great thing about the United States, as I always say, as imperfect as it is, and as imperfect as the judicial system is, it's still the best one out there in the world. And one thing that we have that's very important is that those who are criminally charged have the right to counsel. And they're innocent until proven guilty, whether they're popular or unpopular. And the situation is there's a lot of unpopular people out there that are going to jail for heinous crimes. And it is, I mean, we will never step up and say this is not heinous, it's not bad. Someone has to represent these people. And I know Todd is a criminal defense lawyer, former prosecutor. I know a couple of very high-profile, well-known, especially one, criminal defense lawyer, and he tells me all the time, he goes, yeah, he kind of hides, because he goes, look, I represent rapists, murderers, and everything. Why would anybody like me, you know? And
exactly.
But to me, it's bizarre as it sounds, they're kind of the heroes. And they're kind of the heroes because they take the flack out there of representing the unpopular. Todd, go ahead.
Well, what I say is that the right comes from the Sixth Amendment to the Constitution that says that the accused shall be afforded the right to have counsel to assist them in their defense. And essentially, you can't have a criminal justice system without defense attorneys. They are part of the system. When you look at the rights, for example, when you look at the rights that exist in the Constitution, the right to be free from unreasonable searches and seizures, well, who's going to be the one that stands up to help try to enforce that right? It's not the prosecutor. And it's not the judge who has to remain impartial. It's always has to be the defense attorney that raises. And so if you take defense attorneys out, you undermine the integrity of the entire system.
But also, my thinking on this, and I could be wrong, so I was going to kind of pick your brains on this, is it seems to me that without a defense attorney, you're not forcing the prosecutors to be honest in their cases. In other words, you could kind of have a slipshod set of evidence that, you know, this isn't really a good case. And some defense attorneys will admit that my defendant may be guilty, but I'm going to preserve his rights and force the prosecutors to come up with a valid case. Isn't that part of the system?
That is very much a part of the system. It is, again, the prosecution is not going to stand up and say, well, you know, the officer, let's just look at this. An officer, let's say, violates the Fourth Amendment when they pull somebody over and then they had this evidence that the person was DUI or that there was a pound of meth in the car or something like that. That's not to say that the actions, the illegality of having meth or DUI are acceptable. However, if the officer violated the Fourth Amendment to pull them over, it's the sanction to that. The penalty for that is the officer faces no personal liability, which maybe needs to change, but what happens is the evidence that was secured as a result of the stop that violated the Fourth Amendment is now suppressed. Well, you're not going to have the prosecution jumping up and down saying, please suppress all of our evidence because the cop didn't do this right. And the judge isn't going to do that without argument from either sides, because the judge is the one who listens and does what their name implies. They judge between the two arguments.
They may not even be aware.
Exactly. It has to be, and that's a good point, because judges don't have the police report, they just have the complaint. It has to be the defense attorney that raises the issue so we can maintain our adversarial system and argues with the prosecution. And to vilify defense attorneys for engaging in the actions that are specified for in the Constitution is a real head-scratcher, especially when the people that are vilifying defense attorneys are the same ones that purport to support the Constitution. Well, I don't know. The Constitution provides for that function.
Yeah, so what do we talk about? What's the whole thing we're talking about? Well, we've talked about Epstein. Everybody knows what happened. That's the rich guy that was allegedly... Okay, they're going to say, yes, he was a convicted sex offender?
He was convicted. But, that was the big issue.
He was accused now, and then he killed himself, supposedly committed suicide in prison, and his representation the whole time, his main lawyer is Alan Dershowitz. Dershowitz is an attorney that is a well-known lawyer. He handles a lot of high-profile criminals, and there has been some... I'm going to say allegations or negative things said about him on a TV show that I don't watch, but I did watch this actual episode called The Good Fight. And tell us what The Good Fight is, Todd.
Now, The Good Fight...
You've seen it.
I've seen one or two episodes, but The Good Fight is technically a fictional... The television station touts it as a fictional... story, a fictional set of circumstances, but they base their stories on real-life characters and real-life incidents.
And the difference is they actually name
individuals that
are in real life.
So here's the distinction. So you take a show like Law and Order, and you'll see on the headlines for Law and Order for the promos for an upcoming episode, it'll say, ripped from today's headlines on the next episode of Law and Order. And you go, and sure, the story might be same, but they've changed the names, they've changed the scenario a little bit. And so the circumstance is close, but they've changed a bunch of
kind of like Case or No Case.
Yes.
Yes, very similar.
Yes.
Not nearly as popular as Case or No Case.
Exactly. The Good Fight does the opposite. The Good Fight does not say, ripped from today's headlines. They just go ahead and take a scenario that actually occurred. They use the same names that actually happened in that scenario, and then they put their spin on it in a fictional way.
And they use some fictional people.
Yes. Yeah. And so they put their spin on it in a fictional way to tell a story that they feel is compelling.
So like Forrest Gump or The Winds of War, something like that, where they have the actual scenario, but fictional characters intermingling somehow?
Exactly, something like that.
Okay. So let's set this up. So in an episode that occurred, and by the way, Alan Dershowitz likes and is a fan of The Good Fight show, and he watches it.
Right,
and he enjoys
episode.
And so there's an episode about the Epstein case, okay? And as it goes through, it shows this fictional character that is another lawyer. And the scenario is that this other lawyer gets fired by Epstein, and then this Epstein goes and hires Dershowitz, okay? Alan Dershowitz. So this is a quote from the show. And this is the lawyer sitting there, and I can actually play it because I have it on my iPhone, and I watch this. And it says, quote, this is a fictional lawyer talking to someone. Probably about time he ditched me, talking about Epstein. Probably about time he ditched me for Dershowitz. At least I didn't get a massage like that shyster. And for the purpose of any potential lawsuit, shyster is my opinion, not a statement of fact. So, you know, here's the deal. There's a lot of, to those of you listening, you're like, oh, that, you know, that's just a state. There's so many words in there that we're going to break down and talk about. It's interesting. First of all, the one instance, they call him a shyster. Now, and they don't just use a fictional character. They say his name. That he's a shyster.
They're clearly referring to Dershowitz when they say he is a shyster.
Well, yeah, he says, yes. he said, Epstein ditched me for Dershowitz. At least I didn't get a massage. Now, let's talk about this. At least I didn't get a massage. Dershowitz did say on a TV program at one time when he was interviewed that he did, and again, he's the lawyer for Epstein, he did at one time get a massage at one of Epstein's homes. He said he had his underwear on and it was all above board. Okay, and so he admitted getting a massage. So that, but then the guy calls him a shyster. Now, a shyster in the definition is basically a dishonest lawyer or a dishonest person, you know?
Yeah, I'm reading it right here. It says, quote, a person, especially a lawyer, who uses unscrupulous, fraudulent, or deceptive methods in business.
So that's what they call Dershowitz. And then the best part about it, and we're going to get Dershowitz, and we have Dershowitz's letter by his lawyers and their response back. But this is the part I love, that everyone thinks, well, it's okay now because I said, that's just my opinion. That's not the law. So he's like, well, he's a shyster. That's my opinion, not a statement of fact. By the way, the law, everyone thinks, oh, yeah, Mr. Penny, I've heard people say, I'll just say it's my opinion. If your intent was not for it to be an opinion, but and believe me, this is a two-hour discussion, but to say to some, you insinuated that there's still an issue here, that they're a shyster, even if you said that, and it goes to your intent. Let me tell you, the intent was not as an opinion. At least that's the way I see it, and that's the way Dershowitz lawyers are saying, because not only that, you wouldn't have said that if you didn't mean it to be something more than you really thought it was not.
Exactly. So. Exactly. We'll pick that up after.
Yeah, let's pick it up afterwards. We're going to talk more about the good fight and Dershowitz's letter to them.
Words mean things. We'll talk more about these words and what they mean coming up right here on Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Hi, my name is Lily.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen.
oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Oh, that's down.
Are you serious?
This is Radio Law Talk.
So we're talking about Dershowitz and this fight about this show that the good fight, what they said about him on this quote fictional character did. But another note just on the side, Dershowitz as the attorney of Epstein, which is still, to me, you know, interesting in how this could happen. But I'm talking in generalities here, not specifically. But apparently one of Epstein's alleged victims is suing Epstein's estate and added Dershowitz also as his attorney to the lawsuit. And apparently Dershowitz is counter-suing this individual, Virginia Gaufrey or something. I don't know how to say it. I wonder why the lawyer, you know, and maybe I'm just here trying to protect lawyers, but the lawyers need to, you know, someone's got to defend these people.
Exactly. And it's unclear the basis of her lawsuit against Dershowitz, because if she was just suing him because he defended Dershowitz, I don't know if there's much of a lawsuit there. However, oftentimes attorneys, in addition to defending them, will also do other things. O.J. Simpson, for example, whom Dershowitz defended, or was part of that legal team. You know, F. Lee Bailey was O.J. Simpson's attorney in the criminal case, and yet, right after the not guilty verdict came down, I mean, technically his work is done, but as the criminal lawyer, but he still had other things to do. He was on a plane to Florida to purchase a home in the name of O.J. Simpson rather quickly. So so that Simpson, because they figured a civil suit was coming, and in Florida, because of their Homestead Act, any house that was purchased would not be subject to being liquidated to satisfy any damages. So
right.
An attorney can do things beyond just the criminal defense, and maybe that's the basis for the suit.
I don't know. I'm just wondering. Yeah.
But, you know, we were talking about the statement made by the character in The Good Fight that was supposed to be the saving statement to keep them from a lawsuit, where he said, "That's just my opinion," after referring to Dershowitz as a shyster, said, "That's just my opinion for purposes of any future lawsuit," and why that doesn't necessarily save Viacom. And it's for this reason. There's a distinction between labeling somebody a liar, a shyster, or alternatively, simply referring to their conduct. I'll give you an example. As a defense attorney, it's really frowned upon, and I can't really say so-and-so is a liar. But what I can say is so-and-so lied while they're here in court. One is labeling them a liar. The other is a discussion of what their conduct was.
Right.
And so in this case here, if the individual making the statement that referred to Dershowitz as a shyster had altered his words and instead said, "Well, look, as alleged, he got a massage. He admits that he got a massage. And to me, that is shyster-like behavior. I would not engage in that." Now you're talking about the conduct, and you're labeling the conduct, not the person. And it's more in line with it being your opinion. That may have been something that would have helped in their defense. But
however, nobody's been adjudicated on this matter. It's just Dershowitz saying, "I didn't like
they
this."
He sent a letter saying, "I'm going to sue you unless you retract." He said, "You got to retract it. You got to take it off the air," whatever. And he's got a list of things. And in fact, you're right, Cal. In his letter, Dershowitz says that it, quote, "falsely suggests that Professor," this is from his Dershowitz lawyer, "falsely suggests that Professor Dershowitz engaged in sexual conduct," or at least in alleged.
Oh, so
alleged.
It's the massage he's just as concerned about as anything else, the allegation
that,
of the massage.
And it suggests that the author, that is the show, intended or endorsed that inference, you know, that their inferences are discussing that. And they're saying it's defamation per se, which is an actionable without proof of damage to say if, like, an attorney's a shyster. That's what they're arguing. And the fact is that he said, or on the show, this alleged fictional character says it's his opinion. Dershowitz's lawyers are flipping that on him and saying, guess what? That has the opposite effect. It is indicative that CBS knew the statements were defamatory. That's why they said, "Oh, this is just our opinion." They knew they were defamatory. That's their argument.
Well, they knew they could be. We know that.
Yes.
But
that's what there's. I'm saying Dershowitz's lawyers saying they knew it. But you're right. The argument is they. That's an allegation.
But some questions. Yeah. Somebody saying pejorative about an attorney is shocking these days and is action worthy. I'm not trying to be.
Yeah,
I'm just saying you guys are lawyers. You've heard all the lawyer jokes and all the bad stuff.
855 law.
Yeah,
radio.
How's this so harmful? I don't know.
I think it goes back to an issue you raised about who polices the Fourth Amendment and things like that. And if you even let the little stuff go by, it's a slippery slope. And if you don't challenge people when they say something small and wait until they say something really huge and inflammatory that could really damage, you know, at that point, maybe it's like trying to defuse the bomb that had already gone off. But one thing I think is interesting is attorneys communicate with each other on matters like this largely through writing. You know, they don't pick up the phone and talk. They send these letters back and forth. And sometimes the language in these letters
get pretty rough.
It can be rough. It can be salty. It can be insulting. It can be condescending. And I'm not picking a side here.
But guess what, though? I'm going to interrupt you there. But that's not on television. Those letters are not on TV.
That's right.
That's the difference.
But here's the thing. So I'm not picking a side here in this one, but the response from the Viacom CBS attorney.
I know. I was like, what?
They said Jonathan Anschel is the attorney, and he responds to the attorneys for Dershowitz saying, and I quote, "In other words, as one might explain to a small child." The series, its characters, and the things they say are all make-believe. People don't watch this series for factual information about Professor Dershowitz or anyone else to refer to. Essentially,
child.
Essentially, he's saying, your client is acting like a little kid, so if I gotta talk to him like a little kid, this is all make-believe. Nobody takes this seriously.
There's no real boogeyman. It's just a guy in makeup, okay?
But if that's the case, don't use his real name then.
Exactly.
I would argue back. And their argument is the spokesman it was a fictional character, and this is the Viacom's lawyers. It was phrased as an opinion. As your own case authority holds, the law does not impose liability for expressions of opinion. And my argument next to theirs, yeah, dude, but what's your intent? That's my argument. What was your intent there? I don't care whether you say the word it's an opinion. What's your intent? Go back and read the law.
But, you know, I'm uncomfortable with people putting a chill on TV writers' First Amendment rights because they don't like what they said.
And I agree with that, too.
You know, at the end of pretty much every film or TV show that you ever see, there's always this little disclaimer that pops up that says, any similarity between the characters or scenarios in this production and those that occurred in real life are purely coincidental. And I don't see how they can make that claim here when they're using the names and taking the scenarios right out of that. I mean, it always reminds me, I could just see some guy sitting back there, you know, he picks up the phone after watching maybe some salty movie or scantily clad movie in the middle of the night, calls his buddy, hey, Bubba. Yeah, you remember that time you told me you were abducted by aliens and dropped off in the middle of that tribe in South America and forced to impregnate the entire population? Yeah, you need to get over here. You may have a case.
I like your scenario, Tom.
Yeah, well, hey.
Thank you.
Hey, Bubba.
Denise would have stopped you at that. Hey, Bubba.
She would have stopped me right at the word impregnation. But
or tribe.
But yeah, there's a reason that exists because they think that that's going to get them out of liability if it's too similar. And now you've got a TV show that they're saying is absolutely similar. Because that's where they got this scenario.
Yeah, so anyway, we're going to move on. We're going to follow this and see what happens. But my whole point is, ladies and gentlemen, you know, there's two sides of the story on that one. My whole point is, please, seriously, as lawyers, and I know nobody cares about us, but those people who have to defend the people that are the unpopular ones, someone has to do it.
Imagine this, the trial of Lee Harvey Oswald. Who's the defense attorney? How popular would he have been?
Yes.
Think about that.
No, you're exactly right. We're going to be back second hour. Remember, join us at www.radiolawtalk.com and click on live, listen, if your radio station only carries 1 hour. I'm Fred Penny, your host, with Cal Hunter and with Todd Cuter.
More live coverage of Radio Law Talk will continue in just a minute. Don't go away.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
No, I won't do that.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get 4 free bonuses when you order Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program, our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.